Hello everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're in lesson 197. This is our idea for the day. It can be but my gratitude I earn. Here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside force pitted against your own. You make attempts at kindness and forgiveness, yet you turn them to attack again unless you find external gratitude and lavish thanks. Your gifts must be received with honor, lest they be withdrawn. And so you think God's gifts are loans at best, at worst, deceptions which would cheat you of defenses to ensure that when he strikes, he will not fail to kill.
How easily are God and guilt confused by those who know not what their thoughts can do. Deny your strength, and weakness must become salvation to you. See yourself as bound, and bars become your home. Nor will you leave the prison house or claim your strength until guilt and salvation are not seen as one, and freedom and salvation are perceived as joined. With strength beside them to be sought and claimed and found and fully recognized.
The world must thank you when you offer it release from your illusions. Yet your thanks belongs to you as well, for its release can only mirror yours. Your gratitude is all your gifts require, that they be the lasting offerings of a thankful heart released from hell forever. Is it this you would undo by taking back your gifts because they were not honored? It is you who honor them and give them fitting thanks, for it is you who have received the gifts.
It does not matter if another thinks your gifts unworthy. In his mind, there is a part that joins with yours in thanking you. It does not matter if your gifts seem lost and ineffectual. They are received where they are given. In your gratitude are they accepted universally and thankfully acknowledged by the heart of God himself. And would you take them back when he has gratefully accepted them?
God blesses every gift you give to him, and every gift is given him because it can be given only to yourself, and what belongs to God must be his own. Yet you will never realize his gifts are sure, eternal, changeless, limitless, forever giving out, extending love and adding to your never-ending joy while you forgive but to attack again. Withdraw the gifts you give, and you will think that what is given you has been withdrawn.
But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself, and you can never think the gifts of God are lent but for a little while, before he snatches them away again in death. For death will have no meaning for you then, and with the end of this belief is fear forever over. Thank your true self for this, for he is grateful only unto God, and he gives thanks for you unto himself.
To everyone who lives will Christ yet come. For everyone must live and breathe in him. His being in his Father is secure because their will is one. Their gratitude to all they have created has no end, for gratitude remains a part of love.
Thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within your true self. And you are still as God created you. Nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are himself. All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are.
Give thanks as you receive it. Be you free of all ingratitude to anyone who makes your true self complete. And from this true self is no one left outside. Give thanks for all the countless channels which extend this true self. All that you do is given unto him. All that you think can only be his thoughts, sharing with him the holy thoughts of God. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you. but never think that he has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. Lesson 197, It Can Be But My Gratitude I Earn. This lesson starts out with, here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside forces pitted against your own. Now you might be thinking, as I first did when I read this lesson, second step? What's the first?
Yeah.
How did I miss this? Did I skip something? Well, actually, yesterday's lesson was the first step. So going back to that, it can be only myself I crucify. That's our little translation. It can be but myself I crucify. So that's our first step. Then now today is step number two. It can be but my gratitude I earn, or put another way, it can be only my gratitude I earn. So this I have written in my book. My own wording for each of these two steps. Step one, all crucifixion is self-crucifixion. And then step two, all gratitude is, I put self-gratitude, or gratitude towards true self.
Well, so yesterday's, today's idea is one step we take in leading us from bondage to the state of perfect freedom. So that's what the steps are all about, mm-hmm. from bondage to perfect freedom, which sounds a little like, really? Perfect freedom? Let us take this step today. I'm reading from the CE paragraph 4 from yesterday's. Let us take this step today that we may quickly go the way salvation shows us, taking every step in its appointed sequence as the mind relinquishes its burdens one by one. So I take a lot of comfort in that because what I have never really appreciated about all the searching I've done is that I would read one book and the book would say, do XYZ. Then I would read another book and they would say, oh no, don't do XYZ, do ZXY. And then you read the third book and it was another variation. Like no one actually had this undoing process laid out. That's what I love about A Course in Miracles, because we have 31 chapters in the text. And it takes us, actually, to me, very beautifully through being a new course student and one subject and then another subject and then another subject. And by the time we get through the 31 chapters, we really actually understand what we've done to ourselves and how to get out of this mess. Mm-hmm. And then the lessons are the same, kind of starting out very gently. It's like, you know, I've given everything I see, all the meaning that it has for me. What does this mean? And by the time we're finished, you know, there is just the sequence to it. And here in this lesson, it's pointing to it again. Okay, now we're going to give you this step-by-step method to go from bondage, which means just completely in our ego thought system, to perfect freedom, being the presence of love wherever we go, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to extend through us. Like that's what this is. Mm-hmm. And we've got three steps. One, to understand that all crucifixion is self-crucifixion, as you said, and that, you know, I it can be but my gratitude I earn. So that's today's. And then tomorrow is only my condemnation injures me. So that's the third step. And
which, put another way, to keep up our theme, is all forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
Yes, that's what that is. So just kind of really, really seeing, because when you open a book like A Course in Miracles and it's, you know, it's thick and there's a lot to it, you know, you can start thinking like, how does this even go together? Well, actually there's a lot of little sequences in it. You know, the text is sequential. The workbook is sequential. Even within the workbook, there are some sequential lessons. And that That to me is really helpful because I'm somebody who can get easily overwhelmed and then just say, oh, you know, like, where do I even start here? I take a lot of comfort in this. So today's step two.
Yeah. And the step two here, I have a paragraph four for me is underlined. I have stars by it. And I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
Because I think this is so beneficial if we haven't received a lot of gratitude from others in our own lives. It does not matter if another thinks your gifts unworthy. In his mind, there is a part that joins with yours in thanking you. It does not matter if your gifts seem lost and ineffectual. They are received where they are given. In your gratitude, are they accepted universally and thankfully acknowledged by the heart of God himself? And would you take them back when he has gratefully accepted them? I think that's such an important concept and an important paragraph to really let soak in, especially when we can look out on the world and say it's so unloving, coming from the ego thought system. Of course it's unloving. How is any of this going to change? You know, so what difference does it make if I show up and try to be the presence of love? It's just going to get, you know, either brushed to the side or maybe mocked or just ignored. Like, what's the point? That's what I've wondered sometimes. Like, what? So if I'm the only one who's working on this that I know of, what good is this going to do anyway? Then you get a paragraph like this to answer your question. That truly we have to be loving for love's sake or our own sake, not because we're getting some egoic worldly benefit of it. That can't be our motivation, because this lesson reminds me of where Jesus was really calling out the Pharisees and Sadducees of his time, where people would fast and they wouldn't like say, oh yes, I'm just so hungry here. Oh yes. And they would have like their faces, would, you know, they're so look so sullen and down. And where Jesus is saying, if you're going to fast, make it look like you don't fast, because the fast is for you. If you're going to pray, don't say, you know, these huge, you know, really over the top prayers. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I'm just so humble. You know, like all that kind of stuff where it's just like, this is too much. Go to your closet instead and pray in secret. Don't make a show of your faith. It's not, the point isn't you're doing all this spiritual stuff in order for other people to say, oh, wow, they're so spiritual. You're doing the spiritual stuff for your own spiritual growth, your own benefit, your own recognizing who you really are. It's not it's not about someone else's perception of you based on what you're doing in the spiritual path. It's all your own journey.
You know, I just have to say this. So this is kind of an aside story about praying like that. So I've always heard that, you know, and studied that Bible verse, you know, when you're going to go pray, go to your closet and pray in secret. And I'm always reminded of this is that years and years ago, so we live in Colorado and we went to a rodeo. And, you know, and I've only been to like two rodeos in my life. No, I guess I went to a few in Washington State that's the only rodeo that I can remember going to in Colorado. And the guy, the rodeo announcer, he said this prayer at the beginning of the rodeo, and it was all Father God, Father God, Father God. And it sounded so not genuine. And of course I can't judge his heart, but it sounded so showman. It was like he was putting on this show. And if you go to a rodeo, I guess you have to pray before you do the rodeo. So he was like Father Godding it the whole time. And it made me giggle, because I'd never heard anything like that before. It's like Father God, Father God. But then I thought, you know, that was such a showman prayer. And that doesn't mean that the guy didn't have that really going on in his heart. That would be not kind of me to say, well, you know, he didn't have that going on in his heart. But that for me was was just the epitome of a showman prayer. You know, oh, Father God, we're just so happy we're all here together. Oh, Father God. I mean, you know, how does he know that everybody's Father God? There could have been other people in there that didn't pray Father God, but he was praying Father God. And that, if I'm thinking of a showman prayer, it was that. Like, when I heard that, I thought, oh, and like I said, I don't want to go all the way to the guy didn't, you know, maybe he was had a very deep faith, so I don't want to say that. But it also showed me what the showman prayers look like and are.
And yeah, we don't need to go into judgment about his own faith, but the point that you're trying to share is that who was that prayer for?
Yes, it seemed like a showman prayer, but that's also me being in judgment. But
whether or not we're in judgment, you know, I'm gonna call it like it is, and that's where we're in today's lesson. We're being taught, you know, it doesn't matter if you're being the presence of love, and you know in your heart you're coming from love. That is all that matters. Someone else could, you know.
Showman prayer is not required.
Showman prayer is not required. You know in your heart where you're coming from. Whatever the other person's response is, we let that go. That's their side of the street. We just worry about our own because we're living in an ego world.
Right.
We're living in an ego world and everyone's on their own journey. And so while we may be coming from this presence of love, wanting to be a loving, caring, kind person, and if they're not there yet, even just to hear that, that doesn't mean our love was in vain or that we weren't really loving. This is what I also try to teach our clients is that don't judge your like if we're teaching them communication, don't judge how well you tried your new communication skills based on how someone responded to them. Because if you were there really wanting to be genuine and intentional about what you said and it wasn't received the way you hoped, that doesn't mean you did something wrong or you said the wrong thing. It could just be, well, they're not in a place to hear that. Right. And so that's what we're taking. To me, I've really taken that from this lesson of, as long as I know in my heart where I'm coming from, that's the only thing I can control. And that's where I can't judge me based on other people's responses to me.
Yeah. That paragraph 4 is so comforting. You know, it does not matter if your gifts seem lost and ineffectual. They are received where they are giving in your gratitude, or they accepted universally. And then the paragraph above, your gratitude is all your gifts require. That they be the lasting offerings of a thankful heart released from hell forever. So it really is, where are you coming from?
Yeah. And everything else, that's your side of the street. That's all you can concern yourself with. Because what happens is, and I've seen this from very nice people, is they are trying really hard to be good people. Like they are good people and they're trying really hard to do the right thing in life. But they're the only one in the situation trying that hard. And so they may get trampled on, or their kindness isn't really valued. And then they beat themselves up saying like, well, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I didn't try hard enough. Oh, should I really have said that? And they could beat themselves up for decades going back over.
A lifetime. We've seen it in our coaching practice, a lifetime.
Yeah, going back over these situations of did I do enough? Did I do the right thing? I listen to what they say. And I say, well, sure. Yes, I would say yes. And sometimes I say maybe too much, because maybe that wasn't your side of the street or your responsibility. But the point I'm trying to make is, when we judge our love based on how someone else receives it, that can be the mind bender. That can be where we always go back and we question ourselves when the Course is calling us to really be certain of who we are and certain of our love, because that is actually the truth of who we are. And the last line of this lesson literally blew my mind when I first read it. When I first read this, I was struck. I will read the last two sentences. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you. And here it is. But never think that He, God, has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. But never think that He has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. Now, how many of us actually consider or are open to God thanking us? Like, that never even entered my mind. God thanking me? What? This is a one-way relationship, me to Him. That's how I saw it for so long. Like, that's it. I got to do the right thing. I need to thank. I need to pray. And, you know, God, He's there. Maybe He shows up. But it's like, God offers thanks to me?
Yeah, there's such freedom in this lesson because, you know, we're, as the step two in our journey from bondage to real freedom, really getting this message that, you know, when we're coming from love and we know where we're coming from, and even if it's not taken like that by somebody else's ego, it doesn't mean that that was a waste.
Yeah.
That just means that we're coming from this place that cannot be accepted from the ego.
Yeah.
Period. Like, that, we don't need to add any more into that. And that not only is that the case, but really love itself is appreciating what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that is very powerful.
Yeah.
So we wish you a wonderful day practicing lesson 197. It can be but my gratitude I earn. Said more simply, in my opinion, it can be only my gratitude I earn. See you tomorrow.
See you then.